More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I was so fired up and exhilarated by what I saw over the Labor Day weekend with college football kicking off that I couldn't stay out of the studio even on Labor Day. Buck Sexton is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. The crew will be back rolling with a regular Tuesday edition of the program. But I have to tell you, starting on Thursday night, when college football returns, some of you know that we are in the midst of a OutKick bus tour all over the South. If you live in the South, you may see the bus with my image on the side of it traveling all over the place. We started off Thursday in Knoxville. That's where I did the show from. Friday, we went to Charlotte. The big game between Georgia and Clemson was going on. And I met tons of you listeners out in both of those cities. By the way, going to Fayetteville, Arkansas this weekend for the Texas-Arkansas game next weekend. Be down in Gainesville, Florida for Alabama against Florida. What I saw left me so wildly optimistic about people finally standing up against the Corona bros, the authoritarian dictators who are trying to convince all of you that your kids can't go to school, that you can't go to work, that your kids can't play sports, that you can't go to a sporting event and sit in a crowd without wearing a mask. All over America, millions of college football fans said, we are done with this. We're done with masks. We're done with living in fear. We're done with not taking our lives back. The tailgates were vibrant and they were exciting. The crowds were packed. It was 100% normal. There were no ridiculous coaches wearing masks standing on the sideline. The cosmetic theater was vanishing. And some of you out there may not be sports fans. You may hate sports. You may not care about them at all. But I will tell you this right now. Normalcy follows what middle America does, and college football fans are the heartbeat of America. It is the good and pure and true silent majority all over this country. Millions of people, whether you're an SEC fan, a Pac-12 fan, an ACC fan, a Big 12 fan, whether you like Notre Dame, hell of a game last night between Notre Dame and Florida State. Whether you're a Big Ten fan, whether your schools are small, FCS level, millions of people were in our stadiums for the first time since the Super Bowl in 2020. Everything was normal. And it started on Thursday. But for many people, I hope you saw this viral clip. I want to give props to the Virginia Tech Hokies and all of their fans in Blacksburg, Virginia, because when I saw this, they come running out. I want you to listen to this 16-second clip that we pulled. Completely full stadium. Nobody wearing masks. Everybody exulting, pure joy, because that's the essence of college football. Listen to Enter Sandman as the Virginia Tech Hokies prepared to run onto the field. Listen to this. That was Virginia Tech, a quote-unquote blue state. Nobody in masks, everybody joyous, rapturous for the return of a normal college football season. In Wisconsin, viral clip. Did you see Jump Around when they played it? The entire stadium came undone. By the way, Penn State beat them. But it was an incredible scene in Camp Randall. If you were a Wisconsin Badger stan, by the way, quote, blue state. Did you see Texas A&M? Did you see what the Aggies did? 20 years after 9/11, they did a red, white, and blue stadium. Red up top in the upper deck, white in the middle, and blue down on the lower level. I hope you saw those videos. If you didn't, I encourage you to go look at them at OutKick. What happened was college football fans were declaring independence from fear, from COVID, from authoritarian left-wing lunatic dictators who have tried to take away normalcy from your life. We talk a lot about how do you win? I get that question all the time. How do we win, Clay? You win by being normal. You win by refusing to cow down to the fear and the mandates. Do you know what? There are more COVID cases right now in this country over Labor Day than there were last Labor Day. Think about what they said. In Virginia, you just heard the Virginia Tech fans there going crazy in a full sold-out stadium. In Virginia, they didn't let kids play high school football last fall. More cases of COVID this year. Last year was an election year. They lied to you. They wouldn't let you play high school football last fall in Virginia because it wasn't safe. This year, more COVID cases than there were last year. Full sold-out stadium, nobody wearing masks, everybody exulting. In Wisconsin, which is part of the Big Ten, the Big Ten wouldn't let their teams play last September because they said it wasn't safe. Well, the numbers are larger now for COVID nationwide. Yet, people are playing. All over this country, people are standing up. And that's why Joe Biden's approval ratings are tanking to 43%. I'm telling you what I am seeing and feeling as I travel across this country. I was in Knoxville, Tennessee. We were doing a documentary on Southern football that's going to air on Fox Nation. Absolutely packed fraternity house parties. Usually on the messages that they hang out on sheets in those fraternity houses are insults against the opponent. Fun, college, juvenile humor, making fun of whatever school is coming to play against them. Do you know what those banners had on them at the fraternity houses all over the country? A lot of you were tweeting me and Instagramming me and sending these messages. I saw them for myself at the University of Tennessee. They had the names of the 13 service people who were killed in the terror attack in Afghanistan. That's what those kids were focused on. At Auburn, they left 13 seats open for the 13 soldiers who lost their lives. As we get closer to the 20th anniversary of 9/11, here is what I am seeing as I travel across the country. People are fed up with the Joe Biden administration. People are fed up with COVID restrictions, and they are fighting back by being normal, burning their masks, going tailgating, tipping back beers, high-fiving their friends, living their best lives. I'm telling you, what I am seeing right now is a revolution. I talked about it when I was at the school board and all those parents showed up to fight back against the insane mask mandates on our children. I saw it in the packed stadiums that I was a part of this weekend. I saw it all throughout the college campuses. People are standing up for freedom en masse in this country. They're sick of being forced into their basements. They're not going to stand for it any longer. And I got to tell you, what I saw was so exhilarating. I'm telling you, where we are headed is, I believe, a new embrace of American exceptionalism. I think people are so fed up over the last 5 or 6 years with being told how awful America is, with the big tech companies colluding with the blue checkmark losers. And every day you would get up and it would be another punch in the gut. Oh, America's an awful place. America sucks. I think that we are seeing a swing back in a massive direction. Huge numbers of people who voted for Joe Biden already regret the fact that they did. If the election were taking place right now, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. And the college football fan bases across America, I'm telling you, look at them. Turn on your televisions and look at what normal joy represents, because that's how we win. I know where Buck lives up in New York City. They're asking for vaccine passports. Where I live, in the real America, people are living their lives without fear, and they are showing up in massive numbers. It doesn't matter whether you are a Big Ten fan, an SEC fan, an ACC fan, Pac-12, or Big 12, those stadiums were packed, and Americans were sending a message. We are declaring independence for COVID. We refuse to live in fear any longer. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you are a part of those crowds and you experienced the effervescent joy that I am describing on a college campus this weekend, 1-800-282-2882. You can call in. We've got a lot of different stories to get into today. There's a viral ivermectin story that was completely made up by Rolling Stone. I'm going to tell you how stories like that end up occurring. Israel is now saying, hey, the COVID vaccine, we need to get a fourth dose. Three even, not enough. Fourth dose. The Taliban, who could have ever foreseen this happening? Well, they're holding Americans hostage. They're not allowing people to leave their country. Joe Biden's approval ratings continue to plummet. Gavin Newsom under siege in the recall election, the latest there. Joe Manchin basically let it be known that he's not going to support the $3.5 trillion budget of Joe Biden joining Kyrsten Sinema. That means the Democrats in the Senate do not have the votes to actually pass that $3.5 trillion. Manchin made his comments in a Wall Street Journal editorial piece, and unemployment benefits at long last are ending today. What could that mean for the economy going forward? We will talk about all that and more. Couple of guests scheduled for you. Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. He is the lead college football announcer. I booked him for this day a while back. I never take off Labor Day, by the way. Haven't for a long time because it's always the start of the college football season. Well, Kirk Herbstreit's got a book out. He's also been calling a lot of the biggest games over the weekend, including that Clemson game against Georgia. We'll see whether or not Kirk Herbstreit felt the same passion and enthusiasm and declaration of independence from college football fans that I did. Also, Alex Berenson has been banned by Twitter, but he's not banned from this show. Going to get the latest on COVID with him in the third hour of the program. That is where we are headed. Like I said, just me. Buck will be back with me on Tuesday, but I am fired up and ready to roll with you guys on this Labor Day edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Load up the lines. We'll take some of your calls. I will break down all those stories that I just laid out for you as well. 800-282-2882. Thanks for hanging with us. God bless America and God bless college football fans declaring independence. Let's roll on a holiday edition.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us on this Labor Day edition of the program. I want to play, I want to give a shout out. We said credit to the great crowd at Virginia Tech, and we played the Enter Sandman entrance. Here is what Jump Around sounded like in Wisconsin. Again, I think this is significant. These are two quote-unquote blue states where people are saying, I'm done with it, I'm showing up, we are leading the way to normalcy. Listen to the Wisconsin fans here during their game, Jump Around. Great tradition they have there at Camp Randall Stadium. That is absolutely phenomenal. A lot of you want to weigh in. We're going to take some calls in the first hour of the program here. 800-282-2882. In particular, let's go to, I think it's Carl in Murfreesboro. What you got, Carl? Got to be fast.
very much. I was at MTSU in Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee State against Monmouth. They won big, like 50-15. I didn't see very many masks. And by the way, I'm a native Nashvilleian too. So
appreciate that.
But anyway, oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. We got to go to break here. I'm sorry.
I was talking.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
I was going to tell you, you're all doing a great job, but I was at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU versus
Yeah, we got you. Thanks. We got that call. I'll take some more of your calls in this hour. Appreciate all of you. 800-282-2882. We are off and rolling with the Labor Day edition of the program. Load up the lines. Lots to discuss. Thanks for hanging out with us. And, man, I got to tell you, like I said when I opened this show, I am incredibly optimistic that normalcy is returning to America and sports fans are going to help to lead the way. This is how we win. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Labor Day edition of the program. Loaded show for you as usual. I know a lot of you out there traveling. I hope you're living your lives as normal. It's definitely entertaining to see the massive numbers of people in the college football stadiums not wearing masks, living their normal life. If you recall, the CDC said, hey, you shouldn't travel. You shouldn't travel necessarily this weekend. And a lot of people, I think the vast majority of reasonable Americans, the 60% who are persuadable. Remember, I say there's 40% of people who've just lost their minds. You can't win them. We win by getting 60%, the normal people of America, to join us in embracing regular life, in living the best versions of our lives. Jim, in Madison, Wisconsin, we played the Jump Around song. What was the experience like for you with nearly 90,000 people there, Jim?
It was awesome to see and be a part of people giving, you know, a giant, I don't want to, you know, be but a giant middle finger to the establishment and saying, we're done, we're here, we're going to live our life, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It was so great. We, you know, obviously we're in a very democratically controlled state. I think our county is one of the only counties in the state that brought back a mask mandate, and they had to have just been crawling through their skin to see 90,000 people in a stadium and 150,000 people around the stadium before, during, and after the game, just living life. I was glad to be a part of it.
I'm glad to be able to watch it, and I'm glad you called in and gave us your feedback there. Patrick in Paducah, Kentucky, you were a part of the University of Kentucky crowd. How did it feel to be back to normalcy?
Oh, it was great, Clay. Went there with my family. They've had season tickets 25 years. It was great. No mask. Just a good time. Our quarterback can finally throw the ball 50 yards. We're going to be good this year. And it is great, man. We are finally standing up. And the only reason we couldn't have a full stadium last year was because of politics. So,
yeah.
Good that
but do you feel like college
up.
Football fans around you were declaring independence from COVID fear? Because that's the feeling that I got. Did you get that feeling in the stadium?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Like, once we got the. Once our quarterback's slinging over the field, I don't think anyone was worried about COVID. I think we're just excited about our team. So,
thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Let's go to, I believe it's Bill in Springville, Utah. Bill, you were out at the BYU-Arizona game. By the way, it looks like BYU might be joining the Big 12. What was the feeling for you guys inside the stadium?
It was terrific. 54,000 people went to Las Vegas to watch BYU fans went there to watch that game. And there was not one stitch of disorder or any kind of negativity whatsoever. And there's no mask, none of that stuff. Everybody, it was just great to have that wonderful feeling back with the competition going on and people excited on both sides.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you for the call. I wanted to get just a little bit of a snapshot of how many people felt like I did. And I do believe it was a significant moment for our country, for college football fans everywhere to be declaring independence from COVID. I really think that's what we saw. And also from mask wearing and everything else, the punch back needed to happen because we have so many places, New York, L.A., Chicago, so many different cities that were starting to mandate mask wearing and were trying to creep back and take back control of your life. And we finally saw the fight occurring on the other side, where reasonable, the great silent majority, I would say, that is representative of the millions of people who go to college football games, they finally fought back. And I think right now, as for many people, Labor Day represents a moment to think about where we are headed into the fall. What do you think the Biden White House is thinking? When they saw all these full stadiums, all these people not wearing masks, and they knew in the Biden White House that they had failed at the border, that they have failed with COVID, that they have, again, I think it's important to recognize this, there are more COVID cases right now in this Labor Day weekend than there were last year in Labor Day weekend. Failed on the border, failed on COVID, failed with the murder rate, continuing to skyrocket all over this country, failed on inflation, failed on getting the economy back up and running, failed on the $3.5 trillion budget because Kristen Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia have said they won't support that. Failed, if there were an election today, would get his ass kicked by President Trump. What does the Biden administration have to hang its hat on right now as we prepare to roll into the fall and the winter? 44, 43, 45% approval rate. And we know that the polls almost always overstate support for Democrats. So if you got NPR saying Joe Biden's got a 43% approval rate in this country right now, NPR says Joe Biden has a 43% approval rate? What is it really? Can't get our troops out of Afghanistan safely. Can't get our American citizens out right now because the Taliban continues to squat and control all departures. They're demanding more payments in order to let Americans and our allies leave that country. We are negotiating with terrorists. The Joe Biden administration, short of the presidents who died because they got pneumonia when they were given their address or they got executed, assassinated, short of the presidents who died in the first 8 months of their term in office, no one has ever been more of a disaster than Joe Biden. And I say that as someone who is not rooting for Joe Biden to be a disaster. I don't want America to fail. I don't want America's enemies to laugh at us. I don't want China to be scrambling jets over Taiwan even more frequently because they know that we have a wimpy commander-in-chief who can't do anything correctly. I don't want for Russia to be totally without respect for our commander-in-chief because they know he has to take a nap every afternoon and that he can barely read off a teleprompter. I don't want America to be in this position. But I'm telling you right now, as they prepare for the fall, the Biden administration has no answers at all. They have virtually no true allies. They have no real support. Joe Biden goes out on the road. Nobody shows up to watch him speak. This is, I believe, rapidly trending towards the worst first-year presidency, certainly of any president of our lives, and one of the worst first-year presidencies ever. And it was all imminently foreseeable. What are they saying? What are they thinking? How desperate are they? I'll tell you next.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I am Clay Travis, Labor Day edition. Buck will be back with me tomorrow. So what is the Biden administration going to do? I just ran through the long litany of failures that they are complicit in so far, headed for the worst first year in the history of certainly modern history, one of the worst first years ever, if you are a student of history. I mean, it's gotten so bad that the New York Times had an opinion piece that said, how has Joe Biden become so unpopular? Well, the answer is because he failed at everything. But when the New York Times has an opinion piece examining how Joe Biden has become so unpopular, and when NPR says Joe Biden's approval rate is 43%, these are desperate times. So what is Joe Biden's pathway? I'll tell you what's going to happen. They are going to use the abortion debate. I'm telling you, this is how desperate they are. They are going to use the abortion debate in Texas to start to argue as their midterm case for the American public that they need to have a House majority and Senate majority, because if they don't, then women are not going to be able to have abortions anymore. This is their break the glass moment. They got to get the fire extinguisher, and they're going to try to put out whatever they can. And it's going to be messy because the Supreme Court is going to hear actually not the Texas case, but a Mississippi case dealing with abortion. But that is going to become the Biden administration's entire hope for the fall. Now, they're going to pivot. They were trying to use the insurrection. Remember, January 6th was going to be their argument. And they were going to use January 6th as sort of their cudgel to beat up on the Republican Party. They're not going to use that anymore. They're going to try, but it's not registering. They are going to try and terrify suburban women with the idea that you're not going to be able to get an abortion. Now, this is interesting. I saw an interesting study in the New York Times. And it said, you know what happened if Roe v. Wade were overturned? Because I think a lot of people don't spend much time contemplating a world without Roe v. Wade as the law of the land, as it has been since 1973. What does America actually look like if Roe v. Wade doesn't exist?
not that much different than what it looks like now. And I understand there are activists on both sides that are wildly committed to the battle over abortion. But what would happen is states would get the right to decide whether or not abortions occurred inside of their borders. That's what the practical impact of Roe v. Wade being overturned would be. We would go back to a federalism setup. This is me putting my lawyer hat on. And states that don't believe abortion should be legal would, for the most part, not have abortions taking place. And states that did believe it should be legal would be having abortions taking place. There was a study in the upshot section of the New York Times that I read a while back that the total number of abortions would only change and decline by about 14%. Now, the positive here is, and it's like nobody actually wants to discuss it, the number of abortions that occur in the United States on a yearly basis have plummeted over the last generation. A large majority of that is because, and this is a positive, the number of young teenage girls who get pregnant is every year getting smaller and smaller. This is why I wish, by the way, somebody would just run for president. I wish there were a Republican candidate who would pick up this platform and run on it. That we need to spend more time in schools not focused on critical race theory and demeaning and denigrating America, and just giving people tools that they could actually use. One of my favorite stats out there, I'm going to keep beating the drum on this on the show because I'm hopeful that people are going to pick it up and run with it. Do you know that if you graduate from high school, if you get married and don't have any children before the age of 25, you do those three things. Think about that. Those are three things that almost everybody out there can accomplish. Your poverty rate in America is virtually zero, no matter what your race, sex, religion, sexuality, none of that. None of all these identity politics things where people constantly want to find victims. Do you know if you graduate from high school, that's something that every kid should be able to do. Graduate from high school. Don't have a kid before the age of 25 and get married. If you can accomplish those three things, your poverty rate in America is zero. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? That we don't just spend more time telling kids in high school, hey, you know what? It's important to make good decisions and a lot of different choices in your life. But if you get three big ones right, graduate from high school, don't have a kid before 25, and get married, if you can manage to do all three of those things, which virtually everyone in America should be able to manage, you will have, can't guarantee you're going to be rich, but I can virtually guarantee you're not going to be poor. Doesn't seem like that high standard of we're not saying people, hey, you got to go get a master's degree in engineering. You've got to go to school for till you're 42 years old and get triple PhDs. No, 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 no. In reality, you just have to graduate from high school, which isn't that hard to do. Graduate from high school, don't have a kid before 25 years old, and get married. Your poverty rate's almost zero. That'd be a heck of a message, wouldn't it? Personal responsibility, individual work ethic, give kids very attainable goals. I'm not saying that should be the ceiling. Certainly, I want people to graduate from high school and go on to gain much more. But if you just focus on that and give people attainable goals, once they attain those goals, they can try to climb that ladder of success even more. But just give them those attainable goals to begin with. Focus on that. Hammer it home. Personal responsibility, individual work ethic, freedom. These are the tenets of American life that lead to success no matter who you are or where you're born or what your mama or your daddy did. We don't hear enough about that from our political leaders. Joe Biden's desperate. We're going to continue to talk about that desperation as we move through the show. But up next, Kirk Herbstreit. It's pretty fantastic. What did he feel as he was calling that Georgia-Clemson game? Did he get the sense that America declared independence against COVID? We'll talk with Kirk Herbstreit about that. Alex Berenson going to join us in the third hour of the program. This is a special Labor Day edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Buck Sexton will be back with me tomorrow. But in the meantime, a lot of you are still working on this Labor Day. Let's hang.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.